University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to willag.org. That's willag.org. Matt Bennett is with us. He's from Channel Seeds out of Windsor, Illinois. Matt, thanks for taking the time. Can you take me through the last couple of weeks of the year 2014 and what the commodity markets look like, please?
Well, you know, the week of Christmas, we actually were looking at lower trade for part of the week, and then right before Christmas, and you know, on Friday we had pretty good trading, and actually we were up, I believe, on mean 15 cents on the week, and then we turn around here this week, and obviously the last, you know, trading session of the year, and then the first trading session of this year, neither one of them have looked overly good, and so you know, I think it looks at the time that we're talking, you know, like beans could be down around, you know, 40 plus cents on the week this week. Corn, you know, almost 20 cents. So taking back what we gained the previous week and then a little bit more.
Okay. So the time we're talking, of course, is mid-morning on Friday morning. Does it reset any of your thought process as we headed into the end of the year? Many people were beginning to feel at least friendly, a few bullish, I suppose, about the marketplace.
Well, you know, I guess I was a little surprised by the weakness here on the last day of the trading year, but not terribly surprised, but a little bit surprised, just simply because here recently, every time we think the market's going to trade off a little bit, we turn around, we close higher, or we take away all the losses on the day, and actually we ended up settling lower. And I figured maybe open interest would be down just a little bit here on Wednesday, but on corn, at least, it was actually up a little bit, so it makes me wonder if maybe there's a few new shorts entering the marketplace, and a lot of it may be farmer selling, because I know a lot of guys at the end of the year doing a little bit of tax prep work, and you know, also you know, selling some corn for January, so they don't have to pay any storage for commercial. So I've been a little bit surprised by it, but on the other hand, I was really surprised by the timing of the bullish move, even though I was kind of expecting it at some point. So this year, timing's been key. But bottom line, we've got a lot of volatility, and I think there's going to be a fair amount of it ahead.
So it looks maybe to you as if it's sort of the roller coaster of the bin doors were closed. We have a great big corn harvest in that bin, and they finally opened up just before the end of the year. We dropped the market pretty substantially. I suppose the next big step is not next week, but the following week when we get to the 12th, and we have all those reports that are due out from the United States Department of Agriculture.
Yes, most definitely. I think a lot of people have their eyes on those. And, you know, here recently, I think in the last couple of weeks, maybe before these last two trading sessions, I'd say, you know, a lot of people were expecting a bullish report. And so they were expecting maybe harvested acres on both corn and beans to be off a shade. Production probably per acre won't change much, but total production could come down some. And then so obviously corn and bean exports have been awfully good. Corn's you know, surprised people here recently. Again, this morning we had pretty much what we expected. We had a strong number out. So, you know, I think that you could be looking at a little tighter balance sheet for the January report, but it's somewhat expected, so I think you may have to have a fairly bullish report to get a whole lot more upward movement.
Are you willing to wait it out at this point for any new sales?
Well, you know, here in the last couple of weeks, we've moved a little bit more of our old crop. I mean, my guys haven't had any old crop beans for quite some time, you know, and for corn at least, I think. A lot of our guys we've been talking to about, you know, had such a strong move, and corn's worth so much more than the day you harvested it. We needed to at least be protecting some of that value because, you know, the timing of the upward move was completely unexpected. And so, you know, the downward move could be completely unexpected as well. So we've been trying to protect some of that value we gained back. But moving forward, I think that as far as new crop sales, I'm probably, you know, I'm probably going to sit pat on my corn a little bit, but as far as beans go, if guys aren't at least a half sold, you know, I probably want to get there here for too long.
Thanks, Matt, for being with us. We do appreciate it.
No, thank you, Tom.
Matt Bennett, of course, is with Channel Seeds out of Windsor, Illinois, joined us mid-morning Friday, January the 2nd, to take a quick look at the marketplace. I spoke earlier in the week on Wednesday morning with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City about the agricultural weather forecast. Thought I'd bring you up to speed on that one as well. I asked Drew just what the weather forecast looked like for the Southern Hemisphere and how their growing season had begun.
things are looking very good at the moment. There's a lot of nervousness in the marketplace all of a sudden because of concern about a drier bias in the forecast for center west and center south Brazil as we move forward through the next week to 10 days. It's not a complete absence of rain, but it is definitely lighter precipitation, more erratic rainfall than what we've seen over the past few weeks. Now, the first few days of this period have already been quite welcome. The crop has responded well. We were a little bit too wet and a little bit too cool last week and the week before across these areas, and now we were firming up the topsoil and stimulating some aggressive crop development. As we go forward through the next 2 weeks, we'll go from looking at very good conditions to slightly stressed in some locations, but there's enough subsoil moisture around and enough timeliness of light shower activity that this crop should still be preserved at a very high production potential. In Argentina, the dryness is confined to the far southwest corner of the country. This is a minor corn-producing region and a moderately important sunseed production area, and it is running very short on moisture right now. We'll stay that way for the next 2 weeks. But the heart of corn and soybean country in Argentina are getting timely rains and have plenty of moisture to advance those crops in a very favorable manner.
That's Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I spoke with him earlier in this week. I spoke with Matt Bennett on Friday morning, January the 2nd. Next Monday, Dave will be in the closing market report slot for me as I'll be still out of the office, back on Tuesday and then on the road with the Corn and Soybean Classic Series on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week in Peoria, Moline, and Malta. The following week in Springfield, Champaign, and Mount Vernon on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Thanks to Dave for filling in for me. If you'd like to join us on the Corn and Soybean Classic Series across the state of Illinois, you can learn more about that Crop Science Conference on our website at CropSci Conferences. That's CropSci, S-C-I, CropSciConferences.com. You have a great weekend. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. You've been listening to WillAg.org.